Now, back to Big Z Sports on 99.9.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country, 99.9. Joe Gechter, Chris Kale. We are live on Facebook as well, WTUZ, Big Z Sports. And, of course, we're presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals, feeding champions since 1983. And we're live at the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Studios. Well, we're going to step out of our comfort zone here tonight and talk a little MMA fighting. And, you know, we did it a couple of years ago with Cody Garbrandt's Maddox Maple. Chris, if you remember right, we had Maddox in to talk about his adventure and his journey with Cody as he was leading up to winning the championship in the bantamweight in the UFC. But now we're going to keep it on the local side and go a little go with the amateur side of it. These two guys that we're going to welcome in here in just a little bit and talk about their careers, their you know, what they're doing, why they're doing it, that kind of thing. And it's going to be a fight coming up on Saturday, February 2nd in Kent, Ohio. It's called Caged Thunder 6, and it's between Lucas Mast and Braden Liggett. And we're going to welcome in Lucas Mast now. He is the number 3rd ranked amateur welterweight in the state of Ohio, according to Tapology.com. He's a former champion for Honor Fighting Club, and he's, of course, a 2014 Highland High School graduate. Lucas, thanks for taking time out of your training and come and join us here on the Big Z Sports Show.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me. Great to be here.
Lucas, talk to us real quick. Give us a little big background on yourself, you know, where you grew up, what got you into fighting, that type of stuff.
You know, I grew up in Holmes County, where I'm still living. What got me into fighting is I honestly wanted to wrestle when I was in high school. My parents didn't let me transfer. Obviously, Highland does not have wrestling. So that kind of ended up just coming out in a way of me fighting with my brother all the time. So, yeah, it was a sibling rivalry with my brother, Richie. But really what got me into fighting was I opened a barbershop in Berlin, Ohio, which is currently what I still do. And my coach, Jose Burgos, who's actually working right now, shout out to him. When he asked me for a job, I was looking through his Facebook stuff and I saw that he's an MMA coach. And so I hit him up and asked him if, like, hey, like, I'll let you work if you can, you know, teach me how to fight and stuff. And I picked it up real quick, and it's something that I fell in love with super fast. And, you know, now that's what I'm looking forward to in the future. This is where I want to be, you know, in 4, 5, 6, 7 years from now. That's sure. What I want to be doing.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. That's my question, Lucas, to you is, you know, where do you go from here? Do you want to go into the professional ranks and continue, you know, progressing? Or, you know, how's that going to work? Are you going to be just keep your barbershop still? What's your plan?
I hope he keeps his barbershop. Yeah.
That's one of those things that, like, I'm not planning on going pro right away. I'm gonna ride out the amateur ranks and stuff like that. Going pro is something that I take very seriously. You know, once you go pro, you can't come back from that. So I don't want to do that prematurely.
Okay.
I'm gonna ride out this amateur ride and see what I can do in the amateur rankings. See what I, you know, how many belts I can get. You know, fighting Braden. You know, like, I'm fighting top guys. Braden is a top ranked fighter, and that's what I want. You know, me and him both, like, that's what we want to do. We want to have the best opportunity we can in the amateurs before we take that next step to pro, because once you take that step to pro, you know, you're stepping in against guys that maybe have 10 11 12 amateur fights. So that's why I take that very seriously. You know, eventually, you know, down the road, maybe when I'm 24, 25, something like that, that's when I'll try to make that step. But for now, I'm going to ride this out and see what I can do.
Now, Lucas, you fight for Common Grounds Grappling Club out of Nashville, Ohio, under coaches Jose Burgos and, of course, Brian Berkey as well. Talk to us about what a day of training for Lucas Mast looks like.
In my typical day, I start my day off with usually some cardio at the gym, swimming, treadmill, stuff like that, just by myself. I take my cardio time seriously for myself. That's just the way I get in the mindset to start my day off. And then in the evening, once I'm done cutting hair, doing all that stuff that I do during the day, I get in there and it's whatever Jose and Brian have for me. You know, I do my cardio stuff in the morning, and once I get there, I'm all theirs. They do what they want me to do, and I listen to them completely. So it's just kind of whatever they have going for me that night. Jose is very technical about his stuff. Brian is also. So in the mornings when I'm working out with Brian on Wednesdays and Saturdays, he has very, like, specific stuff that we're working on. So I take my time to do my cardio so that my coaches can use their time to teach me technique and get everything pinpoint the way they want it.
Is there a specific day that you do certain things, like, you know, ground and pound on Mondays, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Mondays and Wednesdays, I'm working on my ground game. Wednesday mornings, I'm working on my wrestling. Sometimes Jose switches it up, having me do different stuff there. Tuesdays is our striking day. I always am doing striking on Tuesdays, and same with like Saturdays and Thursdays and Fridays. I try to get one-on-ones with the coaches. So if I'm in the gym on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, I'm always doing one-on-ones. So it's whatever they have me do those days.
And you also do jiu-jitsu, right?
Yeah. I do all that different stuff. So nice. Jiu-jitsu is actually one of my favorite martial arts.
Now, okay. If I remember right, you were cutting my hair back a few months ago and said that you made a trip to Australia for jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. It was a sports jiu-jitsu tournament over there. It was like a world tournament. I wouldn't necessarily say it was a world tournament. There was the competition was all right. It was good, but yeah.
So you've been training for about 3 years now, competing in boxing, jiu-jitsu, sports jiu-jitsu, and MMA. How many fights are under your belt? And talk to us a little bit about your fight history.
I have 5 fights under my belt. As far as sports jiu-jitsu go, I don't know. I have a decent amount of matches. I have 1 boxing match, just pure boxing match under my belt. I mean, so far my amateur career has gone pretty good. I fought some good guys coming up through before Braden. Braden has been one of those guys that, like, he's really tested me, you know. And he will again. We're going to have a good fight, you know, February 2nd. It's going to be a good one. So, like, I'm 4-1. My 4 fights that I won were all good, hard fights. The one that I lost was when I learned I need to wrestle.
Okay.
Because before that was my third fight coming in. My first 2 fights, I really didn't have any wrestling, and I really didn't think I needed any. And my 3rd fight, I fought a Division I college wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he mauled me. He let me know what was up. You know, wrestling is one of those things. It's one of the best martial arts there is. I mean, I think that's, you need to have wrestling to be in this game. That's just what it is. And so after that, that's when I turned my wrestling up, and wrestling has kind of taken me to the next level in this sport. And I still have stuff, you know, I'm still at a point where I have a lot to learn. I'm not even at the tip of the iceberg yet. Like, I still have so much I got to learn. So I'm excited going forward and, you know, seeing what I can do.
And then from a personal side, you know, what else do you like doing other than cutting hair? I know your beautiful girlfriend's here. You know, just talk to us a little bit about what's going on in personal land for Lucas. You know, what else do you like to do?
Man, I like to snowboard, which sucks because my fight February 2nd is kind of cutting that off. I can't snowboard till after that.
You'll still have a good month.
Yeah, I'll have a good month. But, I mean, as far as personal life, like, I'm very business-oriented. I own the barbershop. I'm a part owner in a hair salon, women's hair salon too. A lot of the times I'm taking care of my businesses. I'm with my girlfriend, stuff like that. I really just hang out or I'm working if I'm not training. That's what I do.
And she has a business too. Go ahead and give it a plug.
She just opened up her yoga studio right beside my barbershop. So I can't really get away from her. Like if I'm like not working, or if she's not working, we're like in one's business. So it's like,
that's okay though.
Yeah, that's all right. It can
be a good thing.
It's a new experience.
All right. Absolutely. So the fight coming up on February 2nd in Kent, Ohio, Cage Thunder. If your fans out there want to buy tickets to this event and support you, how do they do that?
So I have I'm sold out of all my paper tickets that I have on myself. I do have a link that people can buy. I think Cage side tickets and general admission tickets on my Instagram. So my Instagram page is Lucas_Mast, and then you can go to my Facebook page too, and I have it shared on there somewhere. You can click on the link and just get them from there.
And then we can share that as well. If you don't care, we'll share that on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So if you want to support Lucas and go watch him fight coming up here in a couple weeks, you can do that. And if you're a fan of Lucas, and we'll do the same thing for Braden coming up next segment. Obviously, this is a rematch. Yes. Okay. Yeah. From back in August, I believe it was August 18th, if I remember correctly, you defeated the Braid in a 3-round decision in the Honor Fighting Championship welterweight for the 170-pound title in Cleveland. That was obviously your title. That's where you gained your title from. Talk to us about that fight a little bit.
That fight was a learning experience. Even though I won, I felt like I didn't perform to my best ability. I feel like I've gotten a lot better since that fight. I've learned also not even just in the fighting aspect, but the cutting weight and the rehydrating and getting back up to where I'm okay to fight. That fight, I gassed out in the second round, and if you are one of my teammates or my coaches, they know that I do not gas out that easily. And it all comes down, it came down to me not rehydrating. I didn't have enough sodium in my body. Honestly, I was so dehydrated before that fight. And I'm not using that as an excuse for gassing out, because Braden, it was a hard fight. But I feel like this fight, I need to take more precautions after I weigh in, as, you know, in that aspect of getting better, getting replenished for the fight. So it was a good fight. It was a learning experience. This next fight is going to be better on both of our ends. I feel like it's going to be a really tough fight, and I'm ready to go. My training camp's been a little different. It's been a little bit more violent this time. And so last fight was really focused on being technical and doing the right things. In this fight, I'm there to fight. So I'm still going to, you know, be focused the same way I was. I'm just there to fight.
And Lucas, obviously you're ranked number 3 in the state of Ohio at Tapology.com in the welterweight division in Ohio. That's the whole state of Ohio. That's not the region. That's not just this area. That's the state of Ohio. So he's moving up the ranks really, really fast. And don't worry, we're going to let Lucas off the hook here just for a second. But before we do, we want to ask you your prediction. Big fight tomorrow night in the UFC. Henry Cejudo against TJ Dillashaw. A lot of people around here don't like TJ because of Cody.
Because of certain reasons.
Yeah, but Henry Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw in a super fight for Cejudo's flyweight championship. Who are you taking in that fight?
I do not mind Dillashaw, but I'm taking Cejudo, man. Dillashaw looks like he's completely depleted, but I might be wrong, but I'm taking Cejudo.
Okay. So that's one for Cejudo, and I'm going to probably take him as well. I'd love to see him win. I watched him weigh in a little bit today, and did you see him bring out that snake and beat it on the
ground? I did not see that, but I heard.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. So again,
TJ needs to drink some water, I think.
He looks like this pin.
Yeah.
He's about that big. But we're going to let Lucas go here just for a second. We're going to bring him back, and we're going to bring him back with Braden together after we talk to Braden individually. Again, that's Lucas Mass, 4-1, number 3 ranked amateur welterweight in the state of Ohio, according to Tapology.com. He'll come back to us here in a couple segments. But again, Lucas Mass joining us here. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Again, that's Lucas Mass. We'll take a time out and come back, and we're going to welcome in Braden Liggett. That's after this. You're listening to Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9.